Welcome to Common Salvation, the sermons and other thoughts of Pastor Philip Papia, pastor in the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod. This sermon was preached January 6th and 7th at Trinity Lutheran Church in Colby, Kansas, and Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Hoxie. The text chosen for the day was Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. Let's listen in now. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. It has become a standard image that you now see around Christmas time or the celebration of Epiphany. The picture shows three men and their camels headed towards a bright star. The caption reads, "Wise men still seek him." And instinctively, those of us who know that story of Epiphany smile. We think of those wise men coming from afar to worship the baby King Jesus. And we who still worship that same king in our day, well, we feel a certain camaraderie with them. But today, as we stop to celebrate Epiphany and hear again of the arrival of the wise men, I want to suggest that if we think of the arrival of the wise men really resting upon their wisdom, we have missed something very important. If we think our relationship with Jesus rests on our wisdom, we have missed something even more important to our understanding of God and His ways. In the end, the phrase on those signs and bumper stickers is, of course, true that wise men still seek Jesus, but we need to make sure that we don't put the cart before the horse, so to speak. Certainly today, we do stop and marvel at the fact that Gentile magi from the East come to worship the newly born King of the Jews. It's certainly an odd enough occurrence that it deserves our reflection. But what brings about that odd occurrence is maybe what should really capture our attention. And when that is considered, well, then we must conclude that Epiphany is not first and foremost about the wise men seeking out Jesus. It is rather about God seeking out those wise men. Even though many years we sing a song about those three kings who traverse afar to see the newborn babe, the word that is used in the scriptures for these wise men is not really the word for king at all. It is magoi, or as we often hear it in other Christian contexts, magi. It is the word that we get our word magician from. These men, though we do not know for sure, were likely of Persian or Babylonian origin. They were probably priests or sages steeped in astronomy, astrology, and perhaps even forms of outright magic. This same word, magi, is translated elsewhere in the scripture as sorcerers. What is my point? Well, don't let the camels, the gifts, and the cool hats fool you. These men were lost in all sorts of ways until they were brought to Bethlehem. They were unbelieving Gentiles using the stars in the skies as their guide for life. They were not quite as wise then as you might think. And yet, somehow they ended up where Jesus was. Somehow they saw the star. They knew of a prophecy about a king of the Jews being born under a star, and they headed out. Many have speculated about how all this happened. Perhaps the prophecies of the Jews had made it to their regions during the time of the exiles. But we really don't need to know the exact details to answer the basic question of how these men ended up on bowed knees delivering gifts to the King of the Jews. Here is how they ended up there. God made it happen. He desired to call them to faith. He desired to gather them to Jesus. He desired to enlighten them with the light of His Son, Jesus. And so He made sure that the word of prophecy made it to their region. He made sure that the star in the sky was bright enough to capture their attention. He made sure that it accurately led them to the place where Jesus was resting. In Luther's small catechism that we use to teach the faith, we confess this. I believe that I cannot by my own reason or strength believe in Jesus Christ my Lord or come to Him, but that the Holy Spirit has called me by the gospel, enlightened me with His gifts, sanctified and kept me in the true faith. The wise men could say this also with us in all sincerity. It is not that they came to Jesus, but that they were called and enlightened by the Holy Spirit using those words of prophecy and that notable star in the sky. Oh yes, they came, they worshiped, they brought gifts. but they were truly the ones that left with riches unspeakable. Jesus ultimately did not need their gifts, but they needed his. They needed the salvation that only he could offer. They needed to be welcomed into his kingdom. Whether or not anyone called these guys wise men before the day they arrived in Bethlehem, after they were brought near to Jesus, well, that title certainly fit. For the scriptures make clear that all true wisdom begins with the fear of the Lord. Put in other words, all true wisdom flows from faith. All true wise men know Jesus, or all who know Jesus are truly wise men. It is not that wise people are so wise that they of their own will seek out Jesus. It is instead that God seeks out people and makes them wise by enlightening them with his Son, the light of the world. And we must never forget that it is the same for us. We seek after Jesus only because he first sought us out in our sinful foolishness. It might have been a time when we were just babes, or it might have been later in our life. But we can only be truly called wise because the Spirit has called us to faith by enlightening us with his gifts. We are always tempted to want to claim credit for our relationship with God. Even though we say we know that we are saved by grace alone, we would love at times for people to look at how we follow Jesus and reflect upon our goodness and our wisdom, rather than simply allowing all the glory to go to God as they reflect upon his goodness and his wisdom. Sadly, we often want credit for our faith and the deeds that flow from our faith. We feel like we should get some recognition for what we do. We want people to remember that we come and worship the newborn king, that we just did it even during times when the schedule tightened and when the snow fell and when the temperatures dropped. We want people to remember the gifts of time and treasure that we offer to the king in our gifts and our tithes and our offerings and just the way we live our life. We want people to look at us and say, look, those people are wise men and wise women. They still seek Jesus. Oh, I suppose we could say in our worst moments of pride, we want to make the faith all about us rather than all about the babe of Bethlehem. But the truth is, the only reason we have faith to do anything that can be called good is because God is still seeking out foolish people like us and calling us to Jesus. He is still finding us in the various places that we rebelliously wander off to day by day. He is still seeking us out and drawing us back to life with his Son. So today we admit that Epiphany is not really about what the wise men did. At the same time, we also admit that our faith is not about what we do at all. In both cases, let us admit that to claim otherwise would be to rob God and the babe of Bethlehem of the honor and glory due solely to them. Let us confess our sins, for God is faithful and he is just and he will forgive our sins. Yes, God calls us to himself. He does it all the time. He calls us to the font, he calls us to the altar, he calls us to hear and to believe his word. All this he does in order that he might take us from the foolish places we have wandered and bring us to become truly wise as we gather around the Lord in faith. Wise men still seek him? Well, sure, but only by God's grace. Only because he turns us foolish ones into wise men and women. Only because he works faith in us that delights in seeking him and his kingdom just where he has told us where to find him. Today, you come here to listen to this program with all your foolish thoughts and words and deeds. God called you here to be gathered to Jesus. He makes you wise this day, and because of that true wisdom, you do now seek him. You do now worship him. You seek to do his will. You offer your gifts. But in all of that, God gets the glory. He sought out the wise men. He sought out you too. Blessedly, he seeks out all people. And that is what we leave this day knowing. God is a seeker. And we are wise for it. Amen. Let us pray. O God, by the leading of a star, you made known your only begotten Son to the Gentiles. Lead us who know you by faith to enjoy in heaven the fullness of your divine presence. Through the same Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.